我想晚上哈，我们先来读一些主的话。
So let us begin with reading some of Lord's words tonight.
请弟兄姊妹打开利未记第八章。
Please turn to Leviticus chapter 8.
利未记。
Leviticus.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
我本来很想把这个全章都给他读过。
Originally, I would like to read through the whole chapter.
不过，我想还是节省一点时间哈。那么我们就挑中间一些比较重要的经节呢，稍微读一下。
But in order to save time, let's just select some important verses to read.
我想这样啊，我读中文。那么请弟兄姊妹你看中文的你不要念出来你默默地跟着我读心中读、啊、那么英文的呢就看着英文你也默默地读好不好一节一节的我想这样我们可以稍微节省一点时间那么因为今天晚上这一段话呢比较复杂也比较重要
I will read in Chinese, but while I'm reading, then please just read in your heart, following me. And also while the sister reads in English, please also read the English in your heart as well.
那么我先从第一节读到第十五节。
I will first read from chapter, verse 1 through 15.
利未记第八章第一节。
Leviticus chapter 8, verse 1.
耶和华晓谕摩西说你将亚伦和他儿子一同带来，并将圣衣、膏油与赎罪祭的一只公牛、两只公绵羊、一筐无酵饼都带来，又召聚会众到会幕门口。摩西就照耶和华所吩咐的行了，于是会众聚集在会幕门口。摩西告诉会众说，这就是耶和华所吩咐当行的事。摩西带了亚伦和他的儿子来，用水洗了他们，给亚伦穿上内袍，束上腰带，穿上外袍，又加上以弗德，用其上巧工织的带子，把以弗德系在他身上，又给他戴上胸牌，把乌灵和土明放在牌内，把冠冕戴在他头上，在冠冕的前面钉上金牌，就是圣冠，都是照耶和华所吩咐摩西的。摩西用膏油抹帐幕和其中所有的，使他成圣，又用膏油在坛上弹了七次，又抹了坛和坛的一切器皿，并洗濯盆和盆座，使他成圣，又把膏油倒在亚伦的头上，膏他，使他成圣。摩西带了亚伦的儿子来，给他穿上内袍，束上腰带，包上裹头巾，都是照耶和华所吩咐摩西的。他牵了赎罪祭的公牛来，亚伦和他儿子按手在赎罪祭公牛的头上，就宰了公牛。摩西用指头蘸血，抹在坛的四角的周围，使坛洁净，把血倒在坛的角那里，又使坛成圣，坛就洁净了。我们再看22节到24节。
And also verse 22, verse 24.
他又奉上第二只公绵羊，就是承接圣职之礼的羊，亚伦和他儿子按手在羊的头上，就宰了羊。摩西把些血抹在亚伦的右耳垂上和右手的大拇指上，并右脚的大拇指上，又带了亚伦的儿子来，把些血抹在他们的右耳垂上和右手的大拇指上，并右脚的大拇指上，又把血洒在坛的周围。我们再看27节。
verse 27.
把这一切放在亚伦的手上和他儿子的手上做摇祭，在耶和华面前摇一摇。然后我们从29节读到32节。
Then read from verse 29 to 32.
摩西拿羊的胸作为摇祭，在耶和华面前摇一摇，是承接圣职之礼，归摩西的份，都是照耶和华所吩咐摩西的。摩西取点膏油和坛上的血，坛在亚伦和他的衣服上，并他儿子和他儿子的衣服上，使他和他们的衣服一同成圣。摩西对亚伦和他儿子说，把肉煮在会幕门口，在那里吃，又吃承接圣职筐子里的饼，按我所吩咐的说，这是亚伦和他儿子要吃的，剩下的肉和饼你们要用火焚烧。最后我们看35-36节。
Then lastly look at verse 35 and 36.
七天你要昼夜住在会幕门口，遵守耶和华的吩咐，免得你们死亡，因为所吩咐我的就是这样。于是亚伦和他儿子行了耶和华借着摩西所吩咐的一切事。好，我们的圣经就暂时读这些。
So we read the scripture up to here for now.
我昨天晚上已经和弟兄姊妹讲到。
Last night I shared with brothers and sisters.
这一次我们要从旧约的会幕来看教会的意义，也来看聚会的意义。
This time we will look through the tabernacle to look at the meaning of church and the meaning of the gathering together.
我们都知道这个会幕是在旧约时代中间神最重要也是最大的一个启示。
We know that tabernacle was during the Old Testament time the biggest and most important revelation from God.
神借着会幕的建造，把他内心深处所有的计划，那个荣耀的旨意，做了一个完整的一个启示。
God has revealed His plan and the glorious will of His heart through the building of the tabernacle.
虽然是在旧约的一个预表的时代。
Although it was a type in the Old Testament.
但是那个意义是完全的。
But its meaning is complete.
并且呢，我们知道这个意义对今天地上的教会来讲也是一个完整的启示。
And also the meaning for today's church on earth is also a complete revelation.
我昨天晚上呢，已经和弟兄姊妹简单的讲到啊几个重要的点，给弟兄姊妹们一个简单的图画。
Last night I have shared simply a picture with all the important points.
我不知道弟兄姊妹还能不能记得。
I don't know if brothers and sisters still remember.
因为这个很重要，所以我今天呢再简述一下。
Since it's very important, therefore I will briefly explain again.
这个图画就是什么？第一个，神把两块法板，就是写十诫的法板，放在约柜里。
First, God has put the tablets, two tablets of stone with the Ten Commandments to put inside the tabernacle.
然后呢，
他把这个 Ark of Covenant.
然后呢，把这个约柜呢放在会幕的至圣所里。
And put the Ark of the Covenant inside the Holies of Holies of the tabernacle.
我们讲到神借着会幕呢，要保护这个约柜，也就是保护这里面的两块法板。
God through the tabernacle would like to protect the Ark of Covenant, which is to protect the two tablets of stone.
然后神就设立祭司的体系。
Then God has set the priesthood.
然后在会幕中来侍奉，执行神的约。
And inside the tabernacle to minister and execute the covenant of God.
其实呢，这几件事情呢，就构成了一个完整的图画。
And all those things become a complete picture.
到了新约时代中
，In the New Testament,
我们看神的工作借着神的儿子引进，这个实际的情况是跟这个原则是一样的。
And God through His Son to execute the reality, which is the same as the picture.
所以我们今天可以领会第一件事情，就是神把这个生命那个法板啊所代表的就是这个生命。
So first thing is that we can understand that the tablets of stone represent this life.
这个法版呢，是说明他的性情和性质。
And those two tablets talk about his nature of his life.
而这个生命是实际。
And this life is reality.
那么神把这个生命呢，就放在他儿子的里面。
God has put this life in his son.
所以讲生命在他里头。
Therefore, it says that the life is in him.
啊，当然不要误解，因为在这里哈，所讲的是放在主耶稣基督的肉身里面。
So please don't mistake that it says that it's put inside the fleshly life of Lord Jesus.
所以这个法版在约柜里就好像生命在主耶稣里。
So the tablets of stone inside the Ark of Covenant is that life is in Lord Jesus.
然后呢，神就把神的儿子放在每一个蒙恩得救的人里面。
Then God put his son in each one of us who are saved by grace.
然后放等于是放在教会里。
Just like put in the church.
所以我们讲教会呢是这个生命的承受者，也是生命的维护者。
So church is the receiver of this life as well as the keeper of this life.
所以像旧约神盖会幕最重要的目的是保护那两块法板。
So the most important purpose for God to build the tabernacle is to protect those two tablets of stone.
到了新约了，我们知道神建造教会的目的最重要是保护这个生命。
And the New Testament time, the most important purpose for God to build the church is to keep this life.
当然，在希伯来书里面说，我们看见啊，好像那个约柜里面有三样东西。
In Book of Hebrews, we see that there are three things in the Ark of Covenant.
啊，一个。马拿金冠。
One is the manna in the golden vessel.
那么一个是这个亚伦发芽的杖。
And Aaron's rod of budded.
然后呢，就是这两块法板。
And also those two tablets of stone.
其实这三件事情都跟生命有关系的。
All those three things has to do with life.
啊，那么这个金冠呢，说明了生命的供应。
The golden vessel talks about the provision of life.
这个。杖呢说明生命的权柄。
And the rod talks about the authority of life.
所以这两块法板是讲到生命的性质。
And those two tablets talk about the nature of life.
在旧约时代中，神建造会幕来保护这个。
In the Old Testament time, God has built a tabernacle to protect those.
那么今天神建造教会，就是为了保护这个生命。
And today God built church in order to protect this life.
所以我们在教会里维护什么呢？
So what should we keep in church?
最重要就是维护这个生命。
Most important is to keep this life.
我们知道是基督的生命。
We know that's the life of Christ.
我们常常讲要让基督在凡事上居首位，这个要让基督做中心。
We always say that we need Christ to be the head of all things, to be a center of all things.
你怎么让他做中心？你怎么让他居首位呢？
How can we let him be the head and be the center?
当你能够维护这个生命的时候。就是维护基督做中心。
When we can keep this life, that is to keep him as the center.
然后在新约时代中，神也让我们每一个弟兄姊妹都做祭司。
And also in New Testament time, God would like each brother sister to be priest.
就是借着我们的服事，把这个生命呢，把它彰显出来。
That is to manifest this life through our service.
我不晓得哈，我这样讲了之后呢，弟兄姊妹那里面清不清楚了？
I don't know if you understand this after I share.
清楚吗？
Are you clear?
就一两个人点头。
Just one or two nod their heads.
那么，希望不要糊涂啊。
Hope that you don't feel confused.
太重要了。
It's very important.
因为你能够领悟这个。
If you can understand this.
你才知道神为什么要建造教会。
Then you will understand why God builds church.
我想。我用我所能有的话，也只能这样表达了。
So that's all I can try to explain with what the words I have.
如果你还不能领会，我只有仰望主的怜悯。
If you still cannot understand, then we look upon Lord's mercy.
希望圣灵让你里面有清楚的看见。
I do hope that the Holy Spirit let you see it clearly.
那么今天晚上呢，我们要讲到。神用会幕呢，也解释这个聚会的意思。
And tonight we will share about God uses tabernacle also to explain the meaning of meeting.
我想我们啊，
常常都希望把聚会聚好它，对不对？
I think we often would like to have good meetings.
什么样的聚会是好聚会呢？
So what kind of meetings are good?
弟兄姊妹，你想想看，你觉得什么样的聚会是好聚会呢？
So brothers, sisters, let's think about it. What do you think the good meetings are?
其实是很简单的。
It's very simple.
圣经告诉我们，是有主的同在的聚会就是好聚会。
Bible tells us that any meeting with Lord's presence is good.
那么我们现在的问题呢，是怎样的能让神的同在充满在聚会的里面？
So our issue is that how can we let the presence of God be filled in the meeting?
很可惜啊，今天呢，大多数神的儿女们呢，对这个好聚会的这个想法呢，它不外两件事情。
Unfortunately, most of brothers and sisters think of when we think about good meeting, we only think about two things.
第一个依靠恩赐。
First is to depend on the gift.
啊，如果我们中间今天来了一个很有恩赐的人啊。
If today someone with great gift came in the midst of us.
还能发表。
Speaks very well.
有的传道人也很有激情，能够带动大家的那个里面的气氛。
And some preachers are able to stir up the good atmosphere.
哎呀，那我就觉得真的是这个聚会多么的好。
Then we feel it's such a good meeting.
所以每一次特别聚会好像都比较好一点，对吧
？So it seems like each special gathering is good.
但是我们能够从年头到年尾都来特别聚会吗？
But can we have special meeting from beginning to the end of the year?
不可能的。
Impossible.
这个有点像四世纪。
That's like the time of judges.
哇，一个四世起来的时候，基督那个圣徒们就很这个很兴奋。
Whenever a judge is being lifted up, then all the children are so excited.
这个四世一死了，那个他们又不行了。
Then after this judge dies, then they just falling again.
所以今天呢，我们老是希望呢，一个有恩赐的人来带聚会啊。
So today we always hope that someone who's so gifted can lead the meeting.
所以常常我们喜欢参加各式各样的特会。
That's why we often like to join all kinds of special conferences.
不过也的确有些恩赐是能带动，能够引起这个聚会能有好的光景。
It's true, some gifts is able to enable good condition of the meeting.
另外一种方式呢？
And also,
另外一个方法。
Another way.
就是有很多人希望这个聚会能建立一种方式。
Then some people hope that meetings can have certain forms.
哦，你今天如果到基督教里面去看呢、啊，哇，那个聚会各式各样不同的方式，复杂的很。
When you look at Christianity today, there are so many different kind of complicated forms.
有的人主张安静的。
Some would like to be quiet.
有的人呢主张要热闹的。
Some would like to have very stir up spirit.
看大家坐在这里啊，都无精打采，敲锣打鼓啊，哇，弄得大家很热闹。
And some might have a lot of music to get the atmosphere very excited.
啊，他讲的没错，有时候用各式各样的音乐节目表演，弄得大家这个气氛很高。
Or use all kinds of different shows or even music.
所以今天呢，哪一个人如果能弄一种的方式啊，能把这个聚会弄得很热烈，哇，那很多人都去学。
So whoever is able to stir up this good atmosphere for the meeting, then many people just try to copy it.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
如果我们是靠这样一种的方式来聚会。
If we depend on certain forms together,
我们没有达到神所要的光景。
We cannot achieve the condition God would like.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers sisters，
我们要知道聚会有主的同在才是最好的聚会。
We know that the meetings with the presence of the Lord is the best meeting.
神喜欢与我们同在啊。
God would like to be with us.
但是呢，那个聚会呢，必须怎么样符合于神的要求。
But that meeting have to meet God's requirements.
我们很少人注意这个。
Very few of us pay attention to this.
其实，因为神爱我们了。
Actually, God loves us.
他乐意与我们同在。
He's so pleased.
但是有很多的光景呢，叫他没有办法与我们同在。
But so many conditions make him not able to be with us.
我们都知道，在旧约的时候，神建造会幕最大的用意，他就是要与人同在，对不对？
We know in the Old Testament time, the most important meaning for God to build tabernacle is that He can dwell among men.
神在天上，他不满意的。
God is not satisfied to be up in heaven. He's so far away from his people.
那么神就是降在西乃山上，神心里还是不满意。
And God is still not satisfied when he was on the Mount Sinai.
所以神对摩西说：“你给我建造个会幕嘛，那么大家都搭帐篷，我也搭个帐篷住在他们中间。”
So God told Moses, since everybody pitched tent there, then just build me a tabernacle so I can dwell among them.
这样我可以跟他们呢靠近一点。
So I can be closer with them.
所以呢，我们知道神的同在，这是神心中最大的一个意愿。
So we know that God's presence with people is His greatest will.
但是呢，神有一些的要求，我们必须做到。
But there are some of God's requirements we should fulfill.
那我多年来在主面前寻求啊，怎么样能把聚会聚好？
For so many years, I have been seeking before the Lord how to have good meetings.
哎，感谢主！当我读到这个利未记第八章，我说：“哎，我看见了，这个路就在这里呀。”
And thank Lord, when I read like Leviticus chapter 8, I see there is this way.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们知道在旧约时代中啊
，We know that in the Old Testament time,
当神要降临在会幕里面的时候
，When God will descend into tabernacle,
首先他让我们看见。祭司们需要做准备。
First, he let us see that the priests have to be prepared.
我昨天晚上讲了，我每个人都是祭司啊。
Last night I mentioned each one of us is priest.
哎，你没有睡了一觉起来你就忘了你是祭司吧
？Hope that you haven't forgotten that you are priest after last night.
啊，你还记得你是祭司吗
？Do you still remember you are priest?
你是祭司啊。
You are priest.
你最好在做梦的时候就想到自己是祭司。
Hope that you can even dream about you are a priest.
因为太重要了。
It's so important.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你看见在旧约时代中啊，祭司们要到会幕那里去。
In the Old Testament time, the priests have to go before the tabernacle.
这个第八章告诉我们需要准备的。
And chapter 8 tells us they need to be prepared.
你不能这个没有准备你就跑到会幕那去，那是不行的。
It's not okay if you, without any preparation, just go to a tabernacle.
我们都晓得做任何事情，你如果没有准备，一定做不好的，对不对
？We know that without preparation, you cannot do anything well.
哎呀，你要到公司里面去开会了。
When you have a meeting in office,
你没准备可以吗
？We'd be okay without any preparation.
我常常在飞机上看见哇，那些这个出差的人拿一大堆的资料在那个飞机上面在干什么？准备。
Often I see all those businessmen on business trips. They are preparing for a lot of files on the flight. What are they doing? Doing preparation.
你当老师，你不要准备吗
？Well, if you are a teacher, don't you have to be prepared?
我们在地上做任何事都要准备，对不对
？To do all things on earth, we need to be prepared.
好像唯独啊聚会不需要准备。
It seems only that we don't have to be prepared when come to meeting.
我相信今天大多数弟兄姊妹想说，我带耳朵来就好了。
I think most of brothers and sisters say that I'll just bring my ears.
因为今天晚上听到了。
Because
你要什么准备
？I need to listen to.
不，弟兄姊妹们，你需要准备。
Brother, sister, you need to be prepared.
在旧约时代中间，每一个祭司都要准备。
In the Old Testament time, each priest had to be
prepared. 那么在旧约时代中呢，那个祭司是变成特别的。今天呢，新约时代中每一个弟兄姊妹都是祭司。
In the Old Testament time, this group of priests are special, but in the New Testament time, each brother sister is a priest.
那我们读利未记第八章的时候，就是看到祭司们的准备。
So Leviticus chapter 8, let us see the preparation of priests.
哇，这个准备是多么的复杂。
This preparation is very complicated.
多么不容易啊
！It's not easy.
但是祭司们都要战战兢兢的、恭敬在主前的预备。
But each priest have to be fear and trembling and be prepared before the Lord.
所以，请我们第一件事情记得。
So first thing, please remember.
你是新约的时代中的祭司。
You are the priest of New Testament time.
他们旧约是到会幕那，今天我们新约祭司要来聚会。
The Old Testament priests go to the tabernacle, but in the New Testament time we come to meeting.
你一定要有准备，你才能够来聚会。
You must come to the meeting with preparation.
所以这样说来哈，这个聚会好坏啊，不是少数人的问题。
So then, whether a meeting is good or not, it's not just the responsibility doesn't just fall on few people.
这个聚会好不好是每个人的责任。
Whether the meeting is good or not, it's the responsibility of everyone.
哎呀，我们今天呢已经养成了一个坏的习惯，是吧？
Today we already have a bad habit.
我们今天晚上，这样我们来聚会，我们就寄望一个人，对吧？
We just depend on a person.
如果他在讲他人讲得好一点，我们还得点供应；再讲不好，我们讲今天这一个钟头都浪费。
If the one who shares on stage seems share something good, then we feel that we receive something.
聚会的气氛如果好，那我们还觉得气氛不好，哎呀，我们觉得这真的是这个聚会没意义。
And if the atmosphere feels good, then we think we say oh, it feels good, but otherwise we feel it's no meaning.
好像啊，这个站在讲台上的人是演戏的，你们是观众，那么大家呢，讲完了评断。
It seems as the one who shares on stage is having a show, and you are all audience just watching the show.
姊妹，这是个错误的。
This is wrong.
我们要知道聚会的好与不好，每个弟兄姊妹都有责任。
We know that whether a meeting is good or not, it's every single brother sister.
因为你是祭司，你知道吗？
You are priest.
如果你没有尽你祭司的责任，今天聚会不好，你有责任。
If you do not fulfill the responsibility of being priest, then when the meeting is not good today, it's your responsibility.
因为没有预备。
Because you are not prepared.
那么今天晚上呢，让我们从利未记第八章里面来看看旧约的祭司们是怎样准备。
So let's look from Leviticus chapter 8 at how the Old Testament priests prepared.
我们从其中找到一些属灵的原则，告诉我们我们今天应该怎样准备。
We will find some spiritual principles in the midst, and so we learn how we should prepare today.
在开头的时候，神吩咐摩西告诉以色列百姓。
In the beginning, the Lord spoke unto Moses to tell Israel.
祭司们需要准备。
That priest should be prepared.
第一个准备些什么东西呢？
What should they be prepared?
这里讲到要准备圣衣，准备膏油，赎罪的公牛，两只绵羊，一筐无酵饼。
It talks about the garments, anointing oil, a bullock for the sin offering, and two rams, and a basket of unleavened bread.
感谢主啊！今天我们活在新约时代中，不需要这么麻烦。
Today we live in the New Testament time. We don't have to.
因为这一切主都为我们预备好了。
Because Lord has prepared all these for us.
在基督里都已经完备了。
It's all already complete.
然后那祭司们预备好这个之后呢，他们要来到会幕的门口。
And after those priests are prepared with those, they have to gather before the tabernacle.
把会众都带到会幕门口，这是聚会，聚到主跟前。
Bring all the congregation before the door of the tabernacle. That is gathering before the Lord.
这里告诉我们在聚会之前，你就要有个预备。
So here tells us that you should be prepared before the meeting.
现在呢，我们把这祭司们呢预备的啊，一个一个点呢，那么稍微的做一点解释。
So I will briefly explain what the priests have to be prepared with.
在祭司们还没有去会幕呢，第一件事情做什么？要洗身。
What does the priest have to do even before they go to a tabernacle?
他们在家里要把身体洗干净。
They have to wash themselves, cleanse themselves.
当然，这个属灵的含义很容易明白。你要第一个先把你的肉体洁净。
So the spiritual meaning is that first you have to cleanse your flesh.
第一个，你来聚会不可以带着血气、带着肉体来的。
You cannot come with your fleshly nature to the meeting.
你也把那个当然第一个洗净身体啊。
First to cleanse your body.
那么第二件事情呢，要把你世俗的衣服把它脱下来。
And also secondly to take off your earthly clothes.
你要把那个属地的和世界的一切东西统统放下。
Put off all those earthly and worldly things.
这个非常重要。
That's very important.
你知道圣经给我们旧约这个很简单图画，会幕这一块地方是绝对的神圣的东西。
The Old Testament gives us a very simple picture, is that the boundary of the tabernacle is absolutely holy.
我们脱下我们肉身的这个衣服，就是把一切所有属地的事物、一切东西，通通不能带到会幕里面。
When we take off all the earthly clothes, means that we cannot bring any earthly or our fleshly nature to the.
我希望我们的弟兄姊妹啊，你眼中啊有这么一个图画，这个会幕是最神圣的地方。
I hope brothers and sisters have this picture before you. That is, the tabernacle is the most holy place.
这个会幕，会幕这个地方呢，这个是绝对要分别的。
The boundary of the tabernacle has to be completely be separated.
你知道今天呢，地上神的儿女们呢，对于教会没有这个概念。
Children of God today does not have this concept about church.
啊，有很多时候我们拿教会来庆祝我们的生日。
Sometimes we come to celebrate our birthday in church.
可以吗
？Can we do that?
不可以的。
No。
用教会来庆祝我们结婚多少年。
Or to celebrate our anniversary in the church。
用教会做这个做那个。
Do this or die in church。
所以你知道主耶稣最后后来到耶路撒冷的时候，看见那个会那个圣殿里面什么东西啊？那个买卖牛羊鸽子的啦，啊，兑换银钱的都跑到圣殿里面来了。
So when our Lord went to Jerusalem and he saw all those who are selling all the cows or sheep inside the temple.
弟兄姊妹，请我们记得，圣殿就是教会，这是一个绝对神圣的地方，任何地上属事、属人的东西都不可以带进去。
Tabernacle, the church, is the absolute holy place. Therefore, anything worldly, earthly, or fleshly cannot be brought in.
今天我们看见很多人胆大妄为了。
Some people are so bold.
无知到一个地步啊，我们把我们私人的东西带到教会里来了。
They are so ignorant to the point that they bring their own personal things to church.
所以我们还赶不上了旧约这些圣徒们。
Actually, we can't even be like those Old Testament time saints.
我常讲，摩西就是120岁，他也不敢说我是神的大仆人，我们到会幕这里来弄个生日的这个庆祝，可以吗？不行的。
Even Moses was 120 years old. He did not dare to celebrate anyone's birthday in the tabernacle.
啊，他来弄一点什么世界的这些都不可以。
He could not do anything worldly.
我们求主给我们有敬畏主的心。
May the Lord give us the heart of fear, Lord.
如果你对于教会你那个意念不清楚，你记得会幕。
If you don't really understand about church, then remember the tabernacle.
这个是绝对神圣的地方。
This is the absolutely holy place.
任何东西都不能进去。
There's nothing else can be in there.
你看在利未记第十章啊。
In Leviticus chapter 8.
当亚伦两个儿子。
When the two sons of
Aaron, 他们带着香炉来到会幕那里。
They brought their censers before the tabernacle.
圣经记载说什么？他们献上燔火。
They offered up strange fire.
他们把地上的火弄来了。
They offered up the earthy fire.
结果他们两个立刻在那里被神击杀。
They immediately they are being smitten by God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers sisters，
今天我们来到聚会里面，我们第一个我们应该有个什么？一个敬畏主的心。
So when we come to the gathering, we should have the heart that fears Lord.
我常常发现，过去我们那里也有一些弟兄姊妹们呢，他来聚会呢，他是来想来做生意的。
I sometimes feel that some brothers and sisters come to the gathering to do business.
把他自己的什么买卖房子的呢，他想来搞这个东西的。
Or even such as selling house or.
现在我们讲这是绝对不可以的。
Today we say that's absolutely cannot do so.
我希望我们的弟兄姊妹要维护教会的纯净。
We hope brothers and sisters can keep the purity of church.
绝不把我们私人个人的东西带到主的跟前。
Definitely cannot bring our personal things before the Lord.
所以有的时候呢，弟兄姊妹们，别我想我举很浅的例子了啊。
So I will just share some simple examples.
比方说你们庆祝生日啊什么，你在家里面做做，只要哈。不影响到你和主之间的关系，你可以做，没关系。
It's okay to celebrate birthdays as long as you do not influence the relationship between you and the Lord.
但是你绝对不能拉到教会里面来的。
When you do that at home, it's okay. You cannot do that in church.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是今天我们在主跟前必须有的一个认识。
This is something we must understand before the Lord.
所以你今天要来聚会了，你要把世界的衣服脱下来。
So you should put on your earthly garment when you come to the meeting. Not only cannot come with your fleshly life, but also put on all the earthly things.
然后呢，第二件重要是你要穿上圣衣。
And second most important thing is to put on the holy garment.
那我们晓得这是用大祭司做代表的。
So that's represented by the high priest.
你看他穿什么呢？
What does he wear?
第一个，他穿内袍。
First, put on the tunic.
是啊，这个内袍是什么意思啊？
What does the tunic mean?
就主耶稣作为我们里面生活的一个保护。
That is our Lord being the protection of our inner life.
哦，我们都知道我们这个里面是败坏不堪的。
We know that we are so corrupt inside.
我们需要保护的。
We need to be protected.
我们如果照我本相这么情况来到主跟前，那不得了。
It would be so awful if we come as our own.
当然，这个内袍也可以解释作我们基督徒内里生活和主之间生活的一种经历，是一种的美丽的光景。
So tunic can also be explained as our inner experience with the Lord, which is a beautiful condition.
所以来到主跟前，里面就需要保护。
So when we come before the Lord, our inside needs to be protected.
然后呢，要束上腰带。
And put on the girdles.
啊，这个束上腰带的意思也很多的。
And to put on the girdles have many meanings.
啊，这个彼得在彼得前书告诉我们。
Peter told us in the first Peter.
我们心思中间的腰要把它束起来。
We should gird our hearts.
那就是说，你今天来到主跟前的时候，你不要心思涣散啊。
That is that when we come before the Lord, our mind should not be just confused.
啊，我们有时候你知道，人坐在这里聚会啊，这个心思的环游世界。
It might be that we're sitting here for meetings, but our heart, our mind, thinking about all different kinds of things.
我们的心根本就不在主身上。
Our mind, our heart is not before the Lord.
现在怎么样？你要把这心思把它缩紧，缩紧啊。
So we should gird our hearts.
坐在那里不要胡思乱想。
So we sit there and don't think about anything else.
我们现在把思想收紧它。
We gird our hearts and minds.
那么，这个在以弗所书第六章告诉我们。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 6,
你要用真理的带子把腰束上，是吧？
Gird your loins with truth.
那么，我们简单的说，就是说这个真理是什么东西？真理就是真实实在。
So what does truth mean? It means real reality.
对，你不要让那些虚幻的东西充满你的思想。
Do not let those something abstract to fill your mind.
所以你看，我们平常来聚会，我们有想到这个吗
？So have we thought about this when we come to gathering?
弟兄姊妹们，要把心思收回来，要把思想。
We should guard our hearts and mind.
那么另外一个要披上外袍。
And also put on the outward coat.
这个在加拉太书三章二十七节告诉我们，就是披戴基督。
In Book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 27 tells us that
要让人只看见基督。
So people can only see Christ.
哦，这个大祭司的这个外袍非常美丽啊。
And the robe of high priest is so beautiful.
这是华美啊。
It's majestic.
啊，我想我们今天我不是要解经啊。
I'm not trying to explain the Bible.
我要把这个原则告诉弟兄姊妹。
I'm sharing with you the principle.
我们每个弟兄姊妹来聚会的时候啊。
For each brother and sister come to the.
我们都要什么？披戴基督。
We shall put on Christ.
这什么意思呢？就是今天我来聚会，让人在我身上只看见基督，不是看见我这个人。
So when I come to gathering today, we should let people see Christ only and not see me.
啊，那我举一个简单的例子说明一下。
So I'll give a simple example.
啊，比方说有时候啊，这个礼拜我的生活呢过得并不太好。
Sometimes maybe this week I have a tough week.
啊，可能遇见一些难处。
Might face some difficulty.
有的东西在我里面实在是很愁苦。
And some things might make me feel so bitter inside.
哎呀，我里面就是这个觉得很受压。
And I feel so oppressed inside.
但是聚会时间到，我还是聚会了，对不对啊
？So, but when I still have to come to meetings.
所以你知道，我常常会在主面前有个祷告。
So I often have a prayer before the Lord.
我说主啊，我现在心里很愁苦。
I tell the Lord, Lord, I feel so sad inside.
我求你用你的恩典托住我。
Pray that you lift me up with your grace.
当我去聚会的时候。
So when I go to a gathering.
不要让弟兄姊妹看见我那个愁苦的脸。
Do not let brothers and sisters see my saddened face.
求你，人就给我灵里有喜乐。
Do pray that you still give me joy.
我要让弟兄姊妹看见我的笑容。
So I would like to let brothers and sisters see my smile.
所以很多时候我祷告完了，就主的恩典在我身上。所以我来聚会的时候呢，哇，每个弟兄姊妹都看见，哎呦，孙弟兄笑眯眯的。
So often after I pray, then Lord's grace is upon me. So when I come to gathering and everyone say, Oh, brother, son, you smile so lovely.
他们还以为我这礼拜过得很好呢。
And they thought I had such a great life past.
其实呢，我这礼拜过得并不好。
Actually, I had a tough week.
但是我披戴基督。
But I put on Christ.
有些弟兄姊妹讲说，我真以色列人。
Some brothers and sisters, I'm the true Israelite.
我心里愁苦，我就让你看我苦瓜脸。
If I feel sad, I'll just let you see my saddened face.
我一来聚会，每个人都知道我受苦了。
Then as soon as I come to gathering, everybody knows I have a tough week.
有时我们自己不仅苦，把整个聚会的气氛都带到这苦的里面去了。
Sometimes it's myself have the bitterness, and I bring in the bitterness to the gathering.
不，你来聚会，你要披戴基督。
It's not so, but when you come to gathering, you have to put on Christ.
这个绝对不是虚伪。
This is not being fake.
不是伪装。
And it's not.
所以你知道你在家里你就要预备的。
So you know you have to be prepared at home. You have to pray.
哎，你看，如果我们来聚会，每个弟兄姊妹看见都笑眯眯的，多好啊！
Isn't that so good when you see each brother sister with smiles?
哎，我有时候我从前的时候喜欢当招待，我站那个聚会门口，我就是看看那弟兄姊妹进来的情况。
In the past, I like to be usher, and I just like to see the condition of brothers and sisters when they came to meeting.
哎呀，快乐。
Some seem so joyful.
有的人脸很低阴沉。
Some face seem so saddened.
弟兄姊妹们，
披戴
基督。
Put on Christ.
这是我们在主跟前的学习。
This is learning before the Lord.
然后呢，我们看见在这个圣袍上面，外袍上面
，and then outside of this robe，
还加上什么以弗德
？And we have to add on.
为什么一个以弗德呢
？Why 以弗？
因为这个以弗德上面要装牌子。
Because there should be a breastplate on the ephod.
一个胸牌，一个肩牌。
One is the breastplate, the other one is shoulder.
我们都知道这个宝石上面刻着以色列十二个支派的这个名字的。
We know all the precious stones have engraved the 12 tribes. The names of the 12 tribes of Israel.
这什么意思呢
？What does it mean？
就是呢，我们呢来聚会，我们要怎么样？胸怀我们的弟兄姊妹。
So that means when we come to the meeting, we have to remember our brothers and sisters in our hearts.
关心弟兄姊妹。
To care brothers and sisters.
我们觉得有个责任在身上，我们关心弟兄姊妹。
We should have a responsibility upon us to care our brothers and sisters.
啊，今天很多基督徒常讲说，你还讲关心，我自己能来就很不错了。
Some Christians say that you even talk about care about others. It's already so good I come.
我能来聚会，你就应该感谢主了。
For me to come to the meeting, you should already thank the Lord.
就怎么这个不够
？That's not enough.
这不像祭司。
That's not like priest.
祭司要胸怀弟兄姊妹。
For a priest, they have to remember brothers and sisters in their heart.
啊，我讲讲我母亲的这个经历，我实在有时候蛮怀念她的。
I would like to share the experience of my mother, which I really miss her.
嗯，是我母亲跟我们在聚会，她也不是什么负责姊妹，也不是什么重要人物。
When my mother was gathering with us, she was not one of the responsible sisters.
她常常散会之后回到家里啊。
Often after the meeting, after she returned home.
她就会跟我讲，哎，今天为什么有那几个弟兄姊妹没有来啊？
Then she told me that how come certain brothers and sisters did not come?
你要打电话去问问呐，说为什么没有来聚会呀？
You should call them to ask how come they did not come.
啊，那些弟兄姊妹跑到哪里去了？
And where did they go?
你看嘛，我母亲来聚会，她不是一个人来聚会，她关心弟兄姊妹。
My mother came to a gathering not just her care about herself, but she care about all the brothers and sisters.
所以从前一个传道人讲的 也有道理啊。
So in the past, a minister mentioned.
神给我们造了两只手。
God has created two hands for us.
啊，一个手呢用来拿圣经。
One hand we bring the Bible.
另外一个手呢应该拉个弟兄、拉个姊妹来聚会。
And with the other hand, we should pull another brother sister to come to a meeting.
我们做祭司的，我们应该关心弟兄姊妹啊。
As being priests, we should care about brothers and sisters.
今天这个时代实在是一个冷漠的时代。
Generation today is such a cold generation.
弟兄姊妹根本不关心，很多人是不关心其他人。
A lot of people don't care about others.
这个不行。
We cannot be.
所以呢，他一定要加上以弗德，带上胸牌，带上肩牌。
So must put on the ephod with the breastplate and shoulder plate.
我们知道这个以弗德呢，在旧约圣经里面给我们看见。大卫也曾经拿着它来祷告，所以他这个以弗德也代表一个祷告。
In the Old Testament time, David also hold ephod to pray. Therefore, it also represents prayer.
你不能去看他，你不能打电话给他，你至少你为他祷告。
If you cannot visit the brother or sister, but at least you can pray for him or her.
为什么我们姊妹没有来？为什么我们弟兄没有来
？Why is our brother or sister not here？
哎呀，我从前呢，有时候感觉很惭愧。
And sometimes I feel that I fall short.
有的弟兄姊妹没有来聚会，我心里面定罪。
Some brothers and sisters don't come to meeting, and I even condemn them.
我想他一定不知道跑到哪里去玩去了，为什么不来聚会
？I say to myself, they must go somewhere for fun, so not come to meeting.
两个礼拜后他来聚会。
And after 2 weeks they came.
哎呀，他一碰见我的兄弟兄，对不起，过去两个礼拜我生病。
And he told me that.Sorry, brother, son, I was sick for the past 2 weeks.
你知道吗？那个话一讲，我里面呢，难过的不得了。
As soon as I heard that, I felt so sad.
我真是感觉亏欠我的主，对不起我的弟兄姊妹。
I really felt shortchange of my Lord and also shortchange to my brother.
人家生病了两个礼拜，你没有去看他，你心里还定罪他呢。
He was sick for 2 weeks and you didn't even visit him, but you even condemn him.
你这什么祭司啊？
What kind of priest was that?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers sisters,
我们需要彼此的相互之间的一个纪念关怀。
We have to remember and care about each other.
这个叫做在以弗德上加上胸牌和肩牌。
That is called put on the breastplate and also shoulder plate on the ephod.
然后呢，这个大祭司带着冠冕。
And the high priest have to put on the turban.
冠冕上面呢，还钉个牌子，一个金牌，叫做归耶和华为圣，是吧
？And on the turban there is a golden place that holy belongs to the Lord.
大祭司是戴冠冕，小祭司呢叫裹头巾。
The high priest have to put on the turban, and the little priest have to put on the headband.
当然，这个主要的一个用意就告诉我们需要蒙头啊。
So the meaning is that we shall cover our heads.
你知道吗？到新约时代中啊，神把这个特权给姊妹们。
In the New Testament time, God has given this privilege to sisters.
姊妹们呢，你不要以为蒙头为羞耻，你蒙头是大荣耀。
Sisters, do not feel it's a shame to put on a head covering. It's actually a big glory.
因为你蒙着头是代表教会的顺服。
To cover your head represents the obedience of church.
圣经特别讲是给天使看的。
The Bible specially says that it's to be shown to the angels.
那么很多姊妹们说，为什么弟兄不蒙头，那么姊妹蒙头？我们知道犹太人是男人蒙头的。
So some sisters say that why do only sisters have to cover the heads and not the brothers? But then the Jewish, it's the man who cover the head.
那么到了新约时代，神把这个特权给了姊妹们。
And when it comes to a New Testament time, God has given the privilege.
所以当来聚会弟兄们看见姊妹蒙头的时候，就提醒你，弟兄也不可以出头。
So when brothers come to a gathering and see the sisters cover their heads, then it reminds the brothers cannot be the head.
因为什么？来到聚会里面的时候，只有基督是头。
Because when we come to gatherings, only Christ is the head.
今天我们呢，常常人呢。却夺神的地位，以为在这个聚会里我是头，谁说你是头
？Often men grab the position of God and say that I'm the head, but you are not.
所以弟兄姊妹们，蒙头是件大事情。
So brothers sisters, to cover the head is a big thing.
任何人都不能出头。
There's nobody can be the head.
让主出头。
May the Lord be the head.
那另外一面呢？他这个额头上弄了个金牌啊， 归耶和华为圣。
And also on the forehead, there's the golden places holy beyond the Lord.
因为呢，我们这个人的头是我们人思想的地方。
The head is the place which people think.
所以这个蒙头呢，也代表什么呢？代表我们的心思意念要分别为圣。
So to cover the head also means our thoughts, our mind should be sanctified.
现在我们来聚会了。我们把我们整个心思分别归给主。
So when we come to the meeting, we should separate our thoughts and hearts, be sanctified unto the Lord.
我有时候问一些弟兄姊妹，我说你们聚会啊，波比聚会，你为什么不祷告啊
？Sometimes I ask brothers and sisters, why don't you pray during the Lord's table?
他说我主没有感动我。
And they say because the Lord hasn't touched me.
其实很简单，他根本没想主。
Actually, simply speaking, it's because they did not think of the Lord.
主是不能想，你一想就很感动。
Actually, as soon as you think of the Lord, you feel so touched.
你心思没有被分别为圣，你怎么圣灵想感动你不容易，你知道吗
？If your mind's not being sanctified, then it's very hard for the Holy Spirit to touch you.
所以呢，来到主跟前，要把头整个蒙起来。
So when we come before the Lord, we should cover our entire head.
所以这是我们看见穿上圣服。来到神的跟前。
So that is to put on the holy garment to come before God.
这是第二件重要的事情。
The second important thing.
那么第三件重要的事情。
And the third important thing.
就是我们看见摩西用这个膏啊，抹整个的会幕和其中一切所有的器具。
That is Moses used the anointing oil to put on all entire tabernacle and all the vessels.
这告诉我们，就是今天呢，在教会中，在聚会里面呢，每一样事物上都需要膏油。
That is in the meeting of church, every little thing needs the anointing oil.
哎呀，我当然我这么多年我服侍主啊，我也当然也感谢弟兄姊妹了。每次大家祷告主啊，我把我们的弟兄交在你的手中，求你怜悯他，用你厚厚的膏油涂抹他。
When I served for all those years, I do thank the Lord that brothers and sisters pray for me, saying that may you anoint, may you greatly anoint our brother.
其实我心里面想，主啊，你也厚厚的膏他。
Actually, I think that Lord, you also need to greatly anoint all the brothers.
我们怎么会聚会里面只为着讲道的人求膏油呢？
How can we just say that we anoint the person who speaks?
你看见没？这里是每一件事物上都需要膏油的。
We see that in everything it needs to be anointed.
在教会的里面呢，你就是吸个地毯需要膏油的。
Even when you vacuum the floor, you need to be anointed.
你在厨房里面做个菜需要膏油的。
When you cook in the kitchen, you need to be anointed.
我们是希望整个聚会都满有膏油。
We hope that the entire gathering is full of the anointing oil.
所以你知道我在旧约时代中啊。
So in the Old Testament time.
哇，你如果来到会幕那里啊。
When you come before the tabernacle.
你恐怕一两百公尺远就闻到香味了。
It might be still like 100 or 200 kilometers far away, you can smell the fragrance.
但是不得了，那个摩西把整个会幕都抹上膏油，多香啊，香的不得了啊。
Smells so good as Moses put the anointing oil on the entire tabernacle.
今天我们应该是我们在这里聚会呀、啊，这个香气应该呢，周遭的连邻居都能闻到。
It should be that as we gather here today, that even the neighbors can smell the fragrance.
每样事物都要抹膏油。
Everything needs to be anointed by oil.
所以从现在开始，请你祷告主啊，今天求你让这个聚会每一个地方、每一个角落。统统抹上膏油。
So start from now, you should pray that Lord let each corner, every little thing be anointed with oil.
每样事都要膏油。
Everything needs to be anointed.
啊，然后呢？当然，他也膏亚伦。
And also he anoints Aaron.
亚伦是大祭司，所以需要受膏。
Aaron was the high priest, therefore he should be anointed.
啊，也代表所有的祭司们都受膏。
And also represents all of the priests to be anointed.
我多次和弟兄姊妹讲到哈，我们在新约时代中，每一个弟兄姊妹都是受膏者。
I always mention that in the New Testament time, each brother sister is the anointed one.
这膏油膏受膏者原文意思就是 son of oil.
The original text of the anointed means that the saint of oil.
就是你是油子啊。
You are the flesh.
就是全身都是膏油。
It's full of oil.
人家不能碰你，一碰他也一身油。
for other people to touch you, then he also has the oil.
所以我们基督徒不能擦别人的油，是尽量让别人擦油。
So for Christians, you cannot take other people's advantage. You can let others take your advantage.
哎呀，我们现在什么基督徒，整天擦别人的油。
What kind of Christian we are, we take other people's advantage.
你干嘛了高油。
You should be full of the oil.
你知道吗？这个有了高油之后啊，这个聚会就变得很滋润。
With the anointing oil, then the meeting becomes very nourished.
侍奉上就变得非常和谐。
And also when we serve, it becomes so harmonized.
对啊，祷告，求主整个聚会满了高油。
So we need to pray the Lord to let the entire meeting to be full of the oil.
所以这是第三件重要的事情。
And that's the third important thing.
第四件重要的事情。
And the fourth important thing.
就是啊，来聚会之前要为自己赎罪。
Before we come to the meeting, we should offer sin offering for ourselves.
我们知道我们的主钉在十字架上，这个赎罪的代价已经付了。
We know that our Lord has already paid the price for the sin.
他的血已经流出来了。
And His blood was shed.
啊，我们的罪是可以被洗净的。
Our sins can be cleansed.
今天呢，很多基督徒没有这个意念。
Many Christians today do not have such.
哎呀，有时候我们可能这一天这个礼拜不仅过得不好，可能有时候犯罪呀。
It's not that only we have a tough week, but also we sin.
得罪神，得罪人。
We sin against God, against man.
我们带着这个罪恶就来聚会来了。
And we bring these sins to come to a meeting.
所以你看，哥林多的教会很软弱。
So the Corinthian church was very weak.
所以保罗说。你们聚会不是叫你们受益，是遭损的。
So Paul says that you come to the meeting for the worse, not for the better.
因为把罪都带到聚会里面来了，对不对
so, ？Because you have brought sins into the meeting.
所以呢，我们每一个人都在家里啊，先求主洁净我们。
So each one of us should ask the Lord to cleanse us.
所以他这里要预备一只公牛。
So here he prepared a bullock.
啊，所以他们把这公牛带到会幕门口的时候，那个祭司们就按手在那个牛头上。
So when they bring this bowl before the tabernacle, then the priest lay his hand on the bowl. So all the priests lay their hands on there.
按手是联合的意思。
To lay hands means to be united.
他死算我死，对吧？
His death also means my death.
这个对基督徒来讲，今天是很容易的事。
It's very easy thing for Christians today.
你来到主面前，先找到主啊，求你今天把我的罪先给我洗净。
Before you come to the Lord, pray that Lord, may you cleanse my sin today.
把我的错误给我洗净。
And cleanse all my mistakes.
我不要把这个带到聚会里面。
I do not want to bring those before the gathering, into the gathering.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看见在这里，那个他不仅这样，他还要摩西拿那个血，还要洁净那个坛呢。
And not only that, Moses have to cleanse the altar with the blood.
什么意思啊？
What does it mean?
连我们的奉献来到神跟前都需要洁净的。
Even our sacrifices, our offerings need to be cleansed before God.
不管你财务奉献，你人的奉献都要被洗洁净。
Whether it's a financial offering or a self offering, has to be cleansed.
然后呢，把那个肝啊、腰上面这个脂油啊，统统把它烧给神。
And also have to burn all the fat from the liver or a kidney to God.
在圣经里面预表上来讲，这个脂油是上好的东西。
Fat in the Bible is a type of.
把我们里面最好的拿来奉献。
We offer up our best to the Lord.
所以我们诗歌上常常唱的呢，将我最好的拿来献给主。
So the hymn we often sing is we offer up our best to the Lord.
你来聚会啊，你要来把最好的，把精神状态也是在最好的精神状态来献给主。
So you actually have to be at your best condition to come to come to the gathering.
啊，你不能弄到这个精疲力尽，什么力气都没有了，才到主跟前来，这不行的。
It's not okay if you just come being so tired.
你看以色列人呢，他们这个堕落的时候啊。
When Israelites were fallen.
你知道本来献羊羔就是一岁的羊羔，对吧
？They had to offer up the one-year-old lamb.
并且是没无瑕无疵的羊羔。
And without any spot nor blemish.
到后来呢，以色列人堕落的时候，把那个瞎眼的、瘸腿的。生病的统统拿了献祭。
But later on, as they became fallen, they offered up the lamb with all the illness or even blind lamb.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要笑犹太人。
Brothers, sisters, let us not laugh at.
我们很多时候都是把我们自己用剩的、那不要的东西拿来给神。
Oftentimes we offer up what we don't want.
神不要这东西。
Actually, God also does not like this. God would like the best.
所以你主日早晨你要来聚会，那最大的一个聚会了，对吧？
So on Sunday morning, that's the biggest gathering before you come.
你要把你的精神状态弄得最好。
You have to be in your best condition.
尤其年轻人，礼拜六晚上不要这个熬夜，不睡觉，那么到聚会里来睡觉，那不行的。
Especially young people do not sleep so late on Saturday night. It's not good if you come to a gathering to sleep. Prepare at your best energy condition to offer up your best to the Lord.
那么他在讲那个皮啊带肉和粪的都烧在营外。
And they have to burn the skin or the dung outside the camp.
绝不把那些污秽的东西带到聚会里面。
Definitely cannot bring all those corrupted things into the meeting.
我听说现在在青年人中间呢,
I heard that among the young people,
他们有时候坐在聚会里还在跟人家在 text.
Sometimes they text to other people during the gathering.
你会忽然发现那边几个年轻人笑起来了，为什么笑？
You might even find some young people start to laugh.
不是讲台讲得好笑，因为他在跟人家在通讯。
It's because they are texting or communicating with people on their cell phones.
这个时代的这个毛病。
This is the problem of this generation. May the Lord have mercy upon us.
来聚会是通通把它隔除在外。
So let's put aside all those things when we come to a gathering.
然后我们看见第五件重要的事情。
And the fifth important thing.
他们需要用两只的公绵羊来献祭。
They have to offer up two rams.
这两只呢，一只呢做燔祭。
And one is for the burnt offering.
另外一个呢，是为了尽职分。
And one is for the consecration of ministry.
这个一只羊羔用来做燔祭的意思是什么呢？ 就是我来到主跟前。 我把我的全人都集中起来归给主。
So what does it mean for the one of the ram for the burnt offering? That is when we come before the Lord, we offer up our whole entire being to the Lord.
我们说主啊，今天我来聚会，希望我能使你得满足。
We tell the Lord that Lord, as I come to a gathering, may you be fully pleased.
你知道我们基督徒啊，有时候很惭愧的。
Sometimes as Christians, should feel shameful.
我们对于神的敬拜，我们赶不上回教徒。
We actually even shortchange to the worship to God and cannot even less than a Muslim.
当然他们的敬拜不一定真实，神也不会要那个东西。
It's true that the Muslim's worship is not real and God does not like
it. 他们在外表上还做的是非常的认真的。
But outwardly they seem to be very diligent.
所以他们来到这，每个人都匍匐在地啊。
So all of them prostrate on the floor.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不需要这么趴在地上。
We don't have to prostrate on the floor today. But we should have this inner feeling that we are this burnt offering.
我们来到聚会，我们对主说：“主啊，你是属我的，我也是属于你的。”
And as we come together and we tell the Lord that, Lord, I belong to you and also you belong to me.
愿你怎样满足我。
And you, how you satisfy me.
那么让我呢，也能够满足你。
That I can also satisfy you.
这就是这只燔祭的羊羔的意义。
That's the meaning of the ram for the burnt offering.
那么第二件事情呢，他们要尽职分。
And the second thing is they need to the consecration.
他们就在这里要服侍。
And they need to serve.
你看见摩西呢，就用什么呢？用羔羊的第二只羔羊啊，羔羊的血呢，就抹这个亚伦的耳朵、大拇指、右手大拇指、右脚大拇指。
So with the second ram that Moses put on the tip of Aaron's right ear and also thumb and also right toe.
他的孩子们呢也是这样。
And so are the sons of Aaron.
那我们知道是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
什么叫抹他的耳朵呢？
What does it mean to put
on
the tip of Aaron's ear?
一方面洁净他的耳朵。
On the one hand, cleanse his ear.
我们的耳朵是用来听神的话。
Our ear is to be used to listen to God's word.
我们的耳朵不是用来听是非的。
Our ear is not listen to God's word.
不是听闲言闲语的。
Not just to listen to chit chat.
我们这个耳朵要分别。
Our ears have to be separated, be sanctified to listen to God's voice.
你知道服侍主啊，听神的声音是最重要的。
To serve Lord is most important to listen to His voice.
我常常说，你会听神的声音，你就会过基督徒生活；你会听神的声音，你就是会。
I often say that if you know how to listen to God's voice, you can live out a Christian life, then you know how to serve God.
因为我们的耳朵没有被分别为圣。
Because our ears are not being sanctified.
那个真正主的话听不进去，哇，那些什么闲言闲语呢，那听得可清楚。
Then we cannot hear the true voice of God, but then we hear all the gossip.
这是我们的今天在主面前的亏欠。
That's what we fall short from the Lord.
所以你服侍主的，你要听着神的话做事。
So for us, for you who serve the Lord, we have to listen to God.
你也不能高兴做什么就做什么。
And we cannot just do whatever we like.
那么大拇指上也要抹上血。
And also put down the blood on the palm.
这代表你的手。
That means your hand.
你来到侍奉上面，手洁心清了。
You have to come with pure hands.
你手要干净了。
Clean hands.
不能随便乱抓。
You cannot just hold on anything.
所以你知道，在做祭司的人呢，如果长六个指头的人是不可以侍奉主的。
So for if any priest who have the six finger cannot serve the Lord.
为什么六个指头不能侍奉神呢？
Why is it that if he has six fingers cannot serve God?
那个意思就是多手多脚多手，你那不该抓的你就抓了，就是不对。
That is that you. That means that you might take something that you are not supposed to take.
你的手要被分别为圣。
So your hand needs to be sanctified.
呀，我们来这里服侍主，我们真是全心为着主。
As we come to serve the Lord, we should wholeheartedly.
那么那个脚拇指上面也要涂上血。
And should put the blood on the great toe.
所以你的脚要被分别。
So your feet should be sanctified.
你要真是走主的路。
Truly, we should walk the way of the Lord, not ours.
做自己的事。
Not do our own things.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个第二只羊羔就是为着我们什么服侍。
So the second ram is for our service.
所以你看见，今天你来到神的跟前。
So today we come before Lord.
我常讲旧约。这祭司们呢，要到神面前去一次啊，不简单。
It's not easy for the Old Testament priest to come before God.
感谢主，把我们带着新约的时代。
Thank the Lord for bringing us into the New Testament time. And Lord has done all this.
对我们来讲是变成容易的事。
So all these become easy for us.
但是呢，我们常常是容易的事，我们反而不做。
But it often become that with easy things we don't do them.
我们对主有亏欠啊。
And we really fall short before the Lord.
那么第六件事情。
And the sixth thing.
很特别。
Very special.
那么神吩咐摩西啊，把那个羊羔的各样的部分啊，我想这里讲的那个腿啊，那个脂油啊，肝脏什么东西，放在什么？放在亚伦和祭司们的手上。
And God told Moses to put all the fat or the rum and all the liver or the inward organs of the ram onto the hand of Aaron.
那都是什么？那都是这些动物最好的部分。
All these are the best part of the animal.
放上去之后，然后呢，再加上这个无酵饼、油饼、薄饼。
And then after putting on Aaron's hand, and also add the unleavened bread, bread with oil and also wafer.
哇，你看这个祭司们呐，进到会幕里面去的，我真的是忙得不得了，每一个人手上拿着这么多东西啊。
So when the priests enter to the tabernacle, each one of them are full-handed.
所以也有人这样领会很好。你两手都抓满了这些祭物。
So that both of your hands are taken so all the sacrifices.
你哪里还伸出手来去对付你的弟兄呢？这个，对不对啊？
Then where can you have another hand to be against your brother?
哇，你满手都是什么？基督的丰富。
If both of your hands are full of the riches of Christ.
所以你知道，我们进到神跟前服侍神呢，不能空手的。
So that we know when we come to serve God, we cannot come empty-handed.
他为什么摇一摇啊？
Why does he have to wave?
摇一摇就大家都看见，是吧？
That is so everybody can see it.
那么两手满了基督的丰富。
With both hands full of the riches of Christ.
所以今天有很多侍奉主的人，你看见他来就哇，两手满了丰富啊。
So many of those who serve the Lord, you see them full of the riches of Christ to come to the meeting.
我这么多年服侍主啊。
I served the Lord for those years.
我知道主从来没有叫我们去空手去服侍。
I know that Lord never let us serve him empty-handed.
他要我们去，如果是他要我们去服侍，他一定给我们预备丰富。
If he is the one who likes us to serve, then he definitely provides us richly.
我为着这个, 我常常满心感谢我的主。
For this, I'm so full of thanksgiving to the Lord.
我常常觉得我这个器皿呢, 就这么一点点大。
I often feel that this vessel is so small.
有这么多的需要摆在眼前, 我哪里能供应得上呢?
And there are so many needs before me. How can I don't have enough to provide.
你们原谅我这样说, 有的时候我一年的有十几个特会啊。
Forgive me to say this, sometimes there are more than 10 conferences I have each year.
你连准备你都来不及的。
I don't even have time to prepare.
有的时候真是压死人的。
Sometimes those are just too much.
但是每一次在那个需要来到的时候, 主总是有供应。
But whenever there's a need, then the Lord provides.
你想想看, 我们一个人, 我们有多少东西可以供应呢?
Actually, with ourselves, how much can we provide?
并不是说呢, 这个供应一年就完了, 因为这个没完没了的。
It's not just to provide for 1 year, but it's non-stop.
我们哪有这么多东西呢? 是基督的丰富。
How can we have so much to provide? It's all because of the riches of Christ.
Yeah, 我有的时候读圣经呢, 我也很羡慕有些先知。
Sometimes when I read Bible, I really envy some the prophets.
哎呀, 他只要讲一篇道就好了,
they only need to share just one message.
我们这一辈子不知道讲多少道啊。
I don't know how many messages I have to share for my entire life.
感谢主, 主从来没有叫我空手去过。
Thank the Lord. The Lord never let me go empty-handed.
因为是基督的丰富。
Because it's the riches of
Christ. 所以你不用怕, 你做祭司, 神一定供应。
Therefore, don't be afraid. If you are the priest, then Lord definitely
provides.
Today, each brother and sister come with all the fullness.
哇,
then how rich is our gathering?
今天晚上这么多人,
there's so many of us tonight.
如果我只切了一只羊进来,
if I only take one lamb to be here, then it's not enough for everyone.
如果每个人都切了一只羊来了, 哇，这不得了, 这吃不完了, 对不对?
But if each of you come with a lamb, then we can't even finish it.
多丰富啊,
that's so rich.
所以今天我们来到主跟前, 弟兄姊妹们, 你要带着两手的丰富来。
So when we come before the Lord, we should come with the fullness of both hands.
摇一摇, 让人看见你手中的丰富。
To waver and also let people see how rich your hands are.
哎呀, 我有的时候在聚会里啊, 像 听见弟兄姊妹的一个祷告，我就感觉里面真是感动得不得了，我就觉得里面饱足。Sometimes
in the gatherings, I just hear some prayers of some brothers and sisters, and I feel being so much fed.
因为我们的弟兄、我们的姊妹带着基督的丰富来了。Because
our brother or sister come with the riches of Christ.
每个人都要带来的。Everyone
should come with this.
我讲了半天，你有没有忘记你是祭司啊？
So after all those sharing, have you forgotten you are the priest? Do you still remember you are the priest?
你是祭司啊, 不要忘记。
Don't forget you are the priest.
这里不是讲旧约的那些人, 是讲我们啊。
It's not talking about those in Old Testament, it's talking about us.
每个人都带着基督的丰富来。
Everyone should come with the riches of Christ.
要让人在这里看见, 主的丰富。
So people can see the fullness of Christ.
今天呢, 有很多聚会啊, 所以贫穷软弱,
many meetings today are so weak and also poor.
就是因为太多人空手来了。
Because a lot of people come empty-handed.
我们啊，就是发现聚会呢, 有时候呢，觉得贫穷软弱, 但是尤其我们中国人, 一基督徒一趴拉起来说, 哇, 丰富得不得了。
Sometimes we feel when we come to gatherings, we are so weak and poor. But whenever we have potluck, it seems so full.
我们说今天晚上我们来聚餐, 哇, 你看, 每家的好东西都来了。
If we say, let's have potluck tonight, then all the dishes, all the best dishes just being over up.
我们的聚会也就像我们那个聚餐一样。
Our meeting should be just like the potluck.
我们那个聚会是每次聚餐完了之后剩了一大堆的东西。
Then in my gathering that each time after the potluck, a lot of leftovers.
哇, 就叫这些什么, 叫这些学生的什么, 大家, 每个人都带了一大包回去, 你看看。
So that all the students or some people can always bring a lot back.
哦, 看那个聚餐完, 大家都笑眯眯的, 开心得不得了。
And after the potluck, everybody is so happy.
我们聚会就应该这样。
Our gathering should be just like
this. 每次聚完会, 哇, 每个人都是丰丰富富的。
Each time after the gathering, everybody is so full.
弟兄姊妹们, 你的手中要满有基督的丰富。
In your hands, it should be full of the riches of Christ. You should come with the fullness before the Lord.
啊，今天我们知道这是在灵里面的丰富说的。And
that talks about the spiritual fullness.
啊，第七件事情。And
the seventh thing.
哎呀，这个也是很宝贵的。That's
also very precious.
神要这些祭司们呢，在会幕门口啊，吃饼吃肉。And
God would like those priests to eat the bread and the meat before the tabernacle.
那是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就说呢。 在你来聚会之前呢,
that is before you come to a gathering, you are already being well fed.
我们今天呢,教会光景可怜,
today, the church condition is very poor.
很多弟兄姊妹都说啊, 我们是空空的来, 饱饱足足的回去。
So many brothers and sisters say that we come empty and then go back in full.
这个不是主的心意。
That is not God's will.
神从来不要叫他的儿女们饿着肚子来服侍。God
never wants his children to come hungry and to serve.
神要我们来聚会之前，在会幕门口，你还没有进到会幕里面，你就那吃得饱足啊。God
would like us to be very well fed even before we enter into the tabernacle.
这是可以的。That
is possible.
我很多次主日啊。 早晨还没去聚会，我在家里面祷告亲近主，哇，这个灵里面就是，饱足啊，快乐的不得了。Many
times even before I go to the Sunday gathering, that as I was praying at home, I really feel so joyful and being fed.
我们灵里面先饱足，然后再来聚会。So
when our spirit is being well fed, then we come to the meeting.
不是啊，空空的来，人们寄望在这里得到饱足。Not
that we come empty and hoping we can be full, be fed from here.
有的时候我心里很难过,
sometimes I feel sad.
因为我到有些聚会去啊,
as I go to some meetings,
好多弟兄姊妹都跑来跟我讲, 神弟兄啊, 我们都快饿死了。
Many brothers and sisters tell us that we are so hungry almost to death.
嗯? 我为什么会饿死了?
Why are you so hungry to death? Our Lord is so rich.
可见就是你老是寄望人给你一点, 对不对?
Isn't that that you always hope being provided by someone else? And us who serve are also not full, so when I eat, I try to be full, but I try to give you some leftover, but you are still not full. For example, tonight,
我们这一半的弟兄姊妹每个人都牵一只羊来了, 那么这边也吃饱了，对不对啊？
If all the brothers and sisters from here also bring all the lamb, each one bring a lamb, then also the other side can be well fed.
我就说今天晚上说只有两个弟兄牵着羊来，没吃不饱啊。If
just two or three brothers bring the lamb with you tonight, then it's not well fed.
所以主要我们在聚会之前，在会幕的门口，你就怎么样，吃得饱。
So our Lord would like us even before the gathering, before the door of the tabernacle, you are really full.
你来到主跟前，首先先来饱尝主的恩典。
When you come before the Lord, first you have to taste His fullness.
因为呢，我们太多弟兄姊妹们在主跟前忽略这种光景。
Because we have so many brothers and sisters ignore such condition.
所以，我们来聚会。 这个聚会的光景，好像就不能令人呢那么样觉得满足。So
as we come to the gathering, then this condition cannot be satisfied.
所以你看，在旧约时代中啊，祭司们是要有预备才能够去的。So
in the Old Testament time, you see that priests have to be prepared.
所以今天每个弟兄姊妹都记得要预备。So
each brother and sister today have to remember, have to be prepared.
聚会的好坏不是少数人责任。
The whether a meeting is good or not does not fall on the responsibility of
each.
But it's each one's responsibility.
那么今天晚上我把这个话交通给你们了。So
tonight I have to fellowship of all those.
从今天开始起,
start from today.
你们聚会的光景如果再不好, 你不要怪任何人。
It, do not blame on anyone else if your meeting condition is not good.
你要怪你恐怕你自己没预备。
Then you have to blame on yourself for not being
prepared. 如果你大家都没预备，这个聚会不会不好的。
If each one is prepared, then this meeting cannot be not good.
因为你完全按照神的话语的吩咐做了，神的同在定会充满那个地方。
Because if you have completely followed what Lord's commitment is, then Lord's presence should fill this place.
所以我们看见当摩西按照神山上的样式把会幕造成了。
So we see that Moses has built up the tabernacle according to the pattern of the month.
最后这些祭司们也按照神所要求的预备好了。
And all those priests are well prepared according to what God said.
当他们一来到会幕那里的时候，
As soon as they come to the tabernacle,
再说呢，神的荣光就充满整个会幕。
And the Bible says that God's glory shines and fills the entire tabernacle.
烟云就充满整个会幕。
And all those glory fills the tabernacle.
哇，那个荣耀大到一个地步，那个连摩西都进不去啊，那个祭司们都站不住脚啊。
The glory was so great that even Moses could not enter in, and the priest could not stand.
弟兄姊妹，这个才是真正的聚会。
That is the true meeting.
我们应该常常进入这种状态。
We should often enter into such condition.
是多么宝贵的一件事情啊！
How precious that is.
那么还有第八个点。
And the eighth point.
那么神就吩咐这些祭司们呢，在会幕门口，你要待七天啊，不能跑出会幕。
And God commanded those priests to be in the tabernacle for 7 days.
这什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就告诉我们，这一次我们聚会所得到的整个丰富，这一个礼拜你就活在这个丰富里。
That is the fullness we have received from this meeting this time. For the entire week, you should live in this fullness.
弟兄姊妹，你这样想一想，
if you think
你就看见我们今天基督徒的生活是多么的贫穷啊！
Then you see how poor is the Christian life today.
我记得年轻的时候，我们教会的光景正常的时候。
I remember my younger days when the church condition was normal.
常常主日晚上那个波饼聚会之后啊。
After the Lord's table on Lord's Day.
哇，这个灵里面的满足和喜乐。
The joy and satisfaction in my spirit.
虽然没有说一整个礼拜，好几天的时间在里面都是快乐。
Although it might not be whole week, but just for the next few days, will be so joyful.
每次一想起来，哇，就会笑。
Whenever I think about it, I smile.
那个里面真是觉得那么的满足。
I feel so satisfied.
但今天呢，弟兄姊妹，这种情况好像逐渐的开始失去。
But gradually today that we seem to lose such condition.
我们对主有亏欠。
That we really shortchange of the Lord.
不要怪任何的人。
We cannot blame on everybody else.
所以你我做祭司的，我们不懂得怎样预备自己。
It's you and I being the priest. We don't know how to prepare ourselves.
所以请我们记得，聚会的好坏是每一个人的责任。
So please remember whether a meeting is good or not is the responsibility of everyone.
你我既然蒙恩得救，你就是蒙召的祭司。
Since we are saved by grace, we are the called out the priest.
你既然是祭司，
since you are priest,
你今天来到聚会这里，你就必须要预备。
And you come to a gathering, you should be prepared.
所以我希望在这里啊，我们有些服侍的弟兄姊妹。
As we have some brothers and sisters who serve.
要常常呢在聚会里面提醒主日第一个提醒大家准备没有啊？有没有准备才来的
？Should often be reminded whether you are prepared or not.
因为什么呢？因为我们这个哈，你知道一个习惯的养成呢，不是听一天到就行的。
Because to have such habit is not just after listening to a message.
所以我在西雅图，我就跟弟兄姊妹讲，我说对不起，你们原谅我。我每一次上讲台，我都要问你们准备了没啊
？So when I'm in Seattle, I always tell brothers and sisters, please forgive me. Each time when I come up to share, I will ask you, are you prepared?
我想恐怕至少我要提这个两三年，可能有些弟兄姊妹慢慢的开始有准备。
I think it might be I need to remind for 2 or 3 years. Then gradually, brothers and sisters,
we
become prepared.
我也希望你们从今天开始起，每一次聚会都问。
I hope that start from now that for each gathering you ask this.
我们中国人呢常常碰见在一起说，你吃饭了没啊
？For Chinese, we often greet each other with "Have you eaten?"
你下次不要问吃饭了没。
Next time, don't ask if you have eaten.
那聚会来说，姊妹，你预备了吗
？So during the gathering, ask, Sister, have you been prepared?
弟兄，你预备了吗？
Brother, have you been prepared?
你在家里就有没有预备呢？
Have you prepared home?
我们需要相互提醒。
We shall remind each other.
一个好的习惯也需要养成的。
We have to cultivate this good habit.
如果我们大家都在这里一同来建立，
If everyone builds up this hot habit,
慢慢这个建立起来的时候，弟兄姊妹，终归有一天你会发现，使得同在满意在聚会里面。
So after this habit is being build up, then you feel the presence of the Lord fills this meeting.
我们的聚会是变成有能力的聚会。
And our gathering become powerful.
变成有丰富的聚会。
With all the riches.
我记得年轻的时候啊，
When, during my young days,
有好多弟兄姊妹来聚会，或者朋友来聚会。
Many brothers, sisters, or friends come to a gathering.
他后来蒙恩得救了。
Later on, they got saved.
他不是听讲道得救的。
They did not get saved because listen to messages.
他是被那个聚会的气氛征服了。
But by the atmosphere of the, they are being overcome by the atmosphere of the meeting.
好多人，我后来起来做见证，我本来不肯信主的，我一进到那个聚会里面呢，哇，我就感动得不得了，你坐下来就流泪。
Many testified that at first I did not want to believe the Lord, but as soon as I come to a gathering, I felt so touched and I tears came out.
所以这个聚会的气氛，属灵的空气，那个才是什么？才是真正的祝福。
So the atmosphere and also the spiritual air of this gathering is the true blessing.
我们今天呢很可怜。
Today we're so pitiful.
很多时候我们觉得聚会不好啊，到处去找啊，哪里有。 比较有恩赐的工人呢，找他来开特会来帮忙。
If we feel the meeting condition is not good, then we start to go out to seek someone who's gifted or who's good at speaking to come for special gathering.
有时候就很难找到，对不对？
Sometimes it's hard to find.
哎呀，越来越觉得困难了。
We find even more difficult.
这不是说不好，不是不对，对的。
It's not that it's not good or wrong. It's right.
使徒行传。 听听你们那个使徒们到那里，的确带来聚会的一个兴旺。
In the book of Acts, wherever the apostles went, true, the meetings become become.
但是呢，他们没有使徒在的时候，他们一样聚得很好，你知道吗？
But they still had gathered well without the apostles.
我常常有时候思想到弟兄运动的时代。
I often think of the brotherly movement.
哇，弟兄运动的时代实在是神的儿女们蒙福啊。
During the brotherhood movement, truly the children of God were so blessed.
他们常常在一起聚会，都是些很普通的一些弟兄姊妹。
Those who gather together are just ordinary brothers and sisters.
但他们聚的蛮有主的同在。
But their gathering was full of Lord's presence.
我很记得啊，我们一位年长的一个侍奉主弟兄，他姓陈，我不讲他名字。
I remember an elder brother who served the Lord, whose last name is Chen.
他告诉我。 他为什么会到我们中间来聚会？
He told me that why did he come together amongst us?
他是读过神学的。
He went to the seminary.
后来他听说啊，倪弟兄啊，他们带了一个所谓什么地方聚会啊，什么这样。
Later on, he heard about Brother Ni had a meeting somewhere.
他就想去找这个聚会看看到底是什么聚会。
Then he would like to find out what kind of gathering that is.
他告诉我不晓得是在漳州还是泉州啊。
He told me he forgot whether it's in certain province in China.
他跑去找这个聚会的时候啊，到处找，满街找，找不到。
He tried to look for the meeting place, but he could not find it.
东问西问。
He asked many people.
最后给他问到了。
And then someone told me.
原来呢，这个聚会呢，在一个杂货店的楼上。
Gathering was actually upstairs of a small grocery store.
你要穿过人家的杂货店呢，然后爬个楼梯上去，才能找到那个聚会。
You have to pass through the grocery store and go upstairs, then that's the gathering place.
他告诉我们，他一生都不会忘记。
For his entire life, he would not forget.
那天早上，那个楼上，因为房间很小，大概有10多位弟兄姊妹在那里。
There were about 10 or so brothers and sisters there that morning.
他说他一进到这个聚会里。
As soon as he entered the gathering,
就被神碰见了,
and he's being met by the Lord.
那个聚会的气氛呢, 叫他里面说不出来的一个感觉。
There was this indescribable feeling for him in that meeting.
他说从那天开始起,
start from that day,
放下他神学的这个背景中，就跟着我们的弟兄们一同侍奉主。
Then he left the seminary and he started to serve with a brother.
我问他那一般是什么人，他也不知道什么人。
I asked him that what group of brothers and sisters they were. He didn't know.
尼弟兄也不在那里。
Also, brother Ni was not there.
但是那个气氛是好啊。
But with that atmosphere, it was so good.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们要懂得怎样聚会。
Today we have to know how to meet.
神在旧约时代中借着会幕，已经告诉我们聚会的意义。
In the Old Testament times, through tabernacle, God has told us the meaning of meeting.
祭司们一定要有准备。
For priests must be prepared.
如果我们个人没有准备，你不要寄望这个聚会很好。
If us individually did not be prepared, then do not expect the meeting be good.
如果每个弟兄姊妹都有预备
，If each brother sister is prepared.
即使今天讲台弱一点
，Even if the speaker is not so well.
啊，我们的。其他方面准备的也不够，但是呢，神的同在会充满这个地方。
But if other things have been well prepared, then God's presence should fill this place.
所以一个好的聚会
，So for a good meeting,
是有神同在的聚会。
It's the meeting with Lord's presence.
不是口才好的聚会。
Not just good speaking.
不是外面方式好的聚会。
Or not just good form.
我们不需要追逐这些东西。
We don't have to seek after those.
我们要想怎样。能让神的同在充满在我们中间。
We have to think how to let the presence of the Lord to fill with us.
所以神已经把这个路摆在我们跟前。
So God has already put this way before us.
所以我们希望从今天晚上开始起。
So hope that start from tonight.
每一个弟兄姊妹来聚会。
When each brother sister come to the
meeting. 不管参加什么聚会。
Regardless of what kind of gathering you go to.
你在家里面怎么样？要预备。
But be prepared at home.
我再简单的把这些点稍微点一下。
I will simply go through the points again.
你第一个在家里要洁净自己。
First, cleanse yourself at home.
那么第二个要把你世俗世界的所有一些东西都放下，绝对不能把它带到教会里面来。
Second, put down all the earthly things and do not bring to church.
第三个要披戴基督。
And third, put on Christ.
要把主。
Put on the Lord.
第三个，那第四个，
Fourth,
要涂上膏油，
and,
整个要膏油，祷告要求主有膏油。
Put on the anointing oil, and pray with the anointing oil.
第五个，我们要求主赦免我们的罪，在家里面把罪呀，把它对付清楚。
And fifth, pray the Lord forgive our sins and deal with our sins while we are home.
然后求主让我们带着基督的丰富来聚会。
And do pray the Lord let us bring the fullness of Christ to come to a gathering.
然后呢，在你离开家之前，求主使你的灵里面先得到饱足。
And before we leave home, may the Lord just let our spirit be full.
我想，如果我们能够在家里简单的祷告，从前呢，我想那个祭司啊，预备这个东西恐怕哇，预备好长时间呐。
I think that in the Old Testament time, priests must have took a long time to prepare.
但今天主给了我们恩典。
But today, Lord gives us a grace.
你可能在家里五分十分钟就够了。
It might be just 5 or 10 minutes to prepare a home.
主把我摆在新约时代中是何等的有福啊
！How blessed is this that Lord put us in the New Testament?
如果我们这五分十分都不肯花。
If we are not even willing to spend 5 or 10 minutes, then we really fall short of the Lord.
所以你早上起来了，刷牙洗完脸了，要准备去聚会了，花一点时间祷告一下。
So on Lord's Day morning, as we wake up, then we just spend some time to pray.
把这几个点思想一下。
And think about all those points.
我相信神是恩待我们的。
I trust the Lord being gracious to us.
就在你回出门之前，主就使你预备好。
So before you leave home, then the Lord will prepare you.
我每个弟兄姊妹都预备好了。
And for each one of us being well prepared.
一定会看见那个聚会的光景是会不一样。
Then you definitely should know the condition of the meeting will be different.
今天晚上可能我们来聚会，大家都没有预备。
It might be we come to a gathering without preparing.
可能有少数人有预备。
Might be just a few of us being prepared.
明天早上是主日。
And tomorrow is Lord's Day.
这是个机会了，对不对？
That's a chance.So please do not forget.
不要睡一觉起来是忘光光了，不行了。
Do not just forget after we speak tonight.
回家好好思想一下。
Let's think about it after we go home.
早晨起来在主面前花一点时间祷告一下。
And when we wake up tomorrow, then spend some time to pray before the Lord.
我觉得主已经把蒙恩的路，最简单的路赐给每个弟兄姊妹。Lord
has already put the simplest way of being blessed to each brother sister.
求主纠正我们的坏习惯。May
the Lord adjust our bad habits.
能够建立起一个好的习惯。And
to set up a good habit.
让我们的聚会满了神的恩典和祝福。So
our gathering can be full of the grace and blessing of the Lord.
我相信这些话与我们并不为难。I
think those words are not difficult for us.
要预备。Be
prepared.
预备。Prepare. 我们一同祷告。Let's
pray.
主，我们满心的感谢你。Lord,
our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
因为聚会是你的命令。
For it's your commitment of to gather.
我们也有很多的聚会。
And we have many gatherings.
但是我们实在承认在聚会的事上过去我们得罪你。
But we truly confess that we sin against you about meeting.
因为我们很多时候都没有预备。
Because oftentimes we are not prepared.
以至于叫你丰富的同在显不出来。
So that the fullness of a presence cannot be revealed.
感谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
借着旧约会幕的这个侍奉。
Through the ministry of the service of
tabernacle,
and also tell us the meaning of the meeting.
既然旧约的祭司们是需要预备的,
since the Old Testament priests need to be prepared,
我们这些新约的祭司也应当有预备,
as New Testament priests should also be prepared.
愿主的灵常常提醒我们,
may the Spirit of the Lord often remind us. We are truly the priests of the Heavenly Father. And our meeting should bring in the presence of the Lord.
主啊, 求你怜悯我们,
Lord, may you have mercy upon us.
用你的恩手做工在我们身上,
work on us with your gracious
hand. 每个弟兄姊妹都能有所改变,
so each brother and sister can be changed.
但愿在不多的日子里面,
and in the days that's not longer to last,
我们在地上每一次的聚会都满了你的同在。
And each of the meetings on earth that we have is full of your presence.
主啊, 只有你的同在是我们的满足。
It's only your presence can be our satisfaction.
你的同在是我们的喜乐。
And your presence is our joy.
你的同在是我们的力量。
Your presence becomes our power.
你的同在是我们的荣耀。
And your presence is our glory.
我们也知道若是你能与我们同在, 你的心也喜乐。
And we also know that if you can be with us, then your heart can be fully pleased.
求你亲手来建立各样的聚会。
Pray that you build up each meeting.
我们谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
虽然我们在诸多的软弱中,
although we are in all kinds of weakness,
但是你仍旧愿意与我们同在。
But you are still willing to be with us.
谢谢你晚上仍旧与我们同在。
Thank you for also being with us tonight.
我们把感谢归给你。
We give you all the thanksgiving.
请你垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.